This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Have the Seahawks, Rams, and Cardinals done enough to catch up to the 49ers when it comes to defense? Are they good enough to slow down this 49ers offense? All of that and more in this episode of 49ers Cutback.
From the alley-oop to Kezar to the glory days at the stick. From who's got it better than us to brick by brick. It's always the 49ers way, from off-season to game day. Yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers Cutback.
It's 49ers Cutback Podcast time. Welcome to the show, everyone. Time to talk about the 49ers offense versus the NFC West. And I know a lot of times when these comparison videos happen, people are talking about the 49ers offense and how they match up and relate to the other offenses in the NFC West. That's not what I'm doing here, because every single season, the teams in the NFC West are trying to catch who is the standard bearer. Right now, the San Francisco 49ers are the standard bearer in the NFC West. They're the team that everyone's trying to catch. They have been dominating over the last couple of seasons, and it's led a lot by the defense. But in recent memory, the 49ers offense has been doing a very good job of scoring points against the NFC West. So every single year, those teams are trying to catch up. They're trying to find ways to slow down Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey and to put the pressure on Brock Purdy so that way he can't make the plays that he makes. And we know the 49ers have a plethora of weapons at every single position. They have a player capable of Pro Bowl or All-Pro caliber when it comes to skill position. When you're looking at the offensive line, Trent Williams is that guy that carries the All-Pro flag. All the rest of them are guys just competing to be good starters in the NFL. So the 49ers definitely have a certain way of building their team. Well, Seattle, Arizona, and Los Angeles, they all know the 49ers build their team a certain way as well. And it's their job to try to counteract what the 49ers do, because the first process of getting to the playoffs is winning your own division. And if you can do it well, then you have an opportunity. What does Kyle Shanahan say all the time? We just have to get into the tournament, and then you never know what happens. So the process is always the same. If you can't win in your division, you're never going to have an opportunity to win when you get to the playoffs. You're never going to have an opportunity to get into the Super Bowl because you didn't win your division. Yeah, you can probably try to get a wild card game, but running the wild card route is difficult. Being able to win all your games on the road, that's tough sledding. So being able to win your division so you get a home playoff game is imperative for success. So these teams have went about it different ways. And of course, we've got all new regimes. Arizona is in the second year of their new regime. Seattle's in a brand new regime. The only holdover, Sean McVay with the Los Angeles Rams. And the 49ers have had recent success against them pretty much since Kyle Shanahan came to town. The Rams have won some games, but for the most part, Kyle Shanahan and his 49ers team have absolutely dominated. So in this episode, we're going to go through, we're going to talk about the new additions to the 49ers offense, the new additions to the teams in the NFC West, Arizona, Los Angeles, and Seattle, what they added, not just in free agency, but in the draft. And then we're going to look at how the 49ers offense matches up against those defenses respectively. Because if the 49ers can score points in the NFC West, they have a really good chance of winning the division. So it's going to be a fun conversation. I'm glad you guys are all here. Of course, just like always, let me know in the comment section what you think about what I'm saying. And if you have your own thoughts on it, I'm always curious what you have to say. Please like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I appreciate it. If you're listening to audio platform, 49ers Cutback on Believe, please give it a 5-star rating. And if you're going to bet, bet with Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. So, just because the defenses around the division are changing and they're adding players and they're getting potentially better or worse depending on addition to subtraction, doesn't mean the 49ers are resting on their laurels either. The 49ers went out and addressed things in free agency. They addressed things in the draft, and they look to add players to this roster to help the offense be even more formidable than it's already been. Because if you're not improving, you're not getting better. And if you're not getting better, you're probably getting worse. It's hard to stay exactly the same in the NFL. So the 49ers are looking to be a consistent football team. So what do they do? Well, the main thing they did was get even more weapons for Brock Purdy. And for some, that was a little confusing. They were expecting the 49ers to pay most attention to the offensive line. They did have depth there, and we're going to talk about that a little bit, but mainly it was bringing in receivers. Ricky Pearsall, a first-round pick out of Florida, is going to be added to this offensive weaponry the 49ers have. Now, we know that the whole Brandon Ayuk contract situation is going on, but the likelihood is Brandon Ayuk's going to be playing for this team in 2024. I don't expect him to hold out, so that means, you know, at least hold out of the season. So that means he's going to be in the game day lineup during the regular season. So you've got Ayuk, you've got Debo, you've got Juwan Jennings, who they just signed to a new extension. You got Ricky Pearsall, and then in the fourth round, they added Jacob Cowing. Five very impressive wide receivers. And we know that Pearsall is going to have to prove it in his rookie season, and so is Cowing. But Cowing's 4.3 speed makes him really fun. Then you've got three or four guys battling for one position at the end. Chris Conley, Danny Gray, Ronnie Bell, they're all in competition. Then you got Trent Taylor, who they brought in, who has some special teams ability there that he can help this football team. So 49ers definitely brought weapons in at wide receiver. But then also, to strengthen the offensive line, they brought in Dominic Pooney. And Dominic Pooney was drafted in the third round. They traded up to get him. And he's going to be competing, according to Coach Chris Forrester, with Spencer Burford. And John Feliciano was brought back, which was a good addition to the offensive line. And we know that's probably a place that other teams are looking to take advantage of the 49ers, because if you see a weakness, you go ahead and attack it. So the 49ers have taken care of the weapons around Brock Purdy. But is Dominic Pooney enough? Is Chris Hubbard coming in to compete as a backup for Colt McKivitz? Is he enough depth-wise to help this offensive line be good enough to stop what these other defenses are doing along their fronts? Because philosophies are changing in the NFC West. A lot of the time, Seattle built completely from the backside up, and now that they've got a new coach, they're building the front line as well. So front line, that front seven is going to be very much paid attention to, and they have gotten better in that regard. But the 49ers also added running back and speed in Isaac Garendo. How much impact is Grando going to have in year one? I think that's to be seen. I think it's more likely that they're looking at 2025 and beyond once Elijah Mitchell potentially moves on and gets a new contract somewhere else. So Grando, though, was a sign that the 49ers were looking at speed, because in their fourth round picks, they go Grando with 4-3 speed, and then they go Jacob Cowing with 4-3 speed. So speed is a way that they're looking to handle the NFC West. As the NFC West is bulking up and getting bigger, the 49ers are looking to get more speed. It's a continual competition of diversifying what you got talent-wise to be able to counteract what teams are going to try to do to you. So when they zig, you zag. That's the whole key to this. It's playing chess. And so the 49ers are continuing to try to play chess. And one way they continue to do that is they signed a tight end two in Logan Thomas. And now with that tight end two, it gives the 49ers some other advantages when it comes to personnel groupings. Teams haven't had to worry about a 12 personnel matchup where Logan Thomas and George Kittle could be on the field together and they could take advantage of one of them matched up on a linebacker or a safety in space, which could be advantage 49ers. We'll see once we look at the NFC West defenses if that is an advantage. So they bring it in. Of course, I have a video about will the 49ers philosophy change. Go check that out. I talk a lot about the personnel grouping, 12 personnel with Logan Thomas. We'll touch on it a little bit here because this is a complete overview of the looks. But they bring in Logan Thomas, and that was a big move for the San Francisco 49ers. So let's talk about key additions for the other teams around the league. So Arizona Cardinals in the division, they brought in Justin Jones, defensive tackle. They brought in Mac Wilson, a linebacker, Bilal Nichols, a defensive tackle, and Sean Murphy Bunting, a cornerback. And they really did need cornerback help. They needed a veteran. They got a lot of young players out there on defense. So bringing those guys in was very important. And when you look at what they did as far as the draft, they brought in Darius Robinson, who 49er fans are very tuned into who he is. Big defensive end, plays about 280 pounds and can set the edge. And so he was a nice, solid addition for them. Got pretty good pass rush skills, but he should hold up well against the run. And guess what? When you've got the reigning offensive player of the year in Christian McCaffrey, you've got to be able to stop the run when you play them. When you've got Kyren Williams in Seattle running the football the way he does, in Los Angeles, you've got to be able to stop the run. So Arizona brings in Darius Robinson. They also brought in Max Melton, cornerback, another one that 49er fans loved, and they drafted him. So improvements with rookies as well. And they got a couple other guys along the way. Another guy to mention is a pass rusher that I liked, Xavier Thomas. They got him late in the draft, so a little bit of pass rush as well when it comes to Arizona. So they brought in some guys. I think their guys are a lot more subtle as far as names you know to bring in, but they brought in some guys that are going to help and that mold of what they're looking for to kind of slow up and stop the 49ers. Los Angeles Rams, they brought in Tre'Davious White. You know, Tre'Davious White's been dealing with a lot of injuries, but if he's right, he's one of the better cornerbacks in the entire league. So they're betting on his potential to be healthy. It's a little bit of a gamble, but if it works, it's a good signing, because the Rams had a little bit of problems when it came to their roster last year and when it came to playing cornerback. There just wasn't the talent at the position that they ultimately needed. And you had guys on there that just weren't getting it done. I mean, they were starting Akilah Witherspoon last year, and they knew that that was just something they couldn't do this season. They also brought in Darius Williams from Jacksonville. He had 4 interceptions last year, so another talented guy to go with Tre'Davious White. They have changed what that cornerback room looked like. Of course, before it was Jalen Ramsey, and they had a lot of competition. He would go lock on to people, then they traded him away. And since then, their cornerback depth really hasn't been there. So they bring in a couple of veterans here that should make an impact and could be directly tied to the 49ers having Ayuk and Debo and this wide receiver room. And then they signed Cameron Curl, safety out of Washington. He's from the Washington Commanders. I remember breaking it down last year when the 49ers were going to play the Commanders. And Curl was a guy who played better in that game than I expected him to. I thought it was a place the 49ers were going to take advantage of. So Cameron Curl gets added to the Rams defense as well. 3 veteran players for that secondary. when you look at the big draft picks, of course, they get Jared Verse. He was my number one defensive end in the entire draft. I think that was a great move. Now you put him opposite of Byron Young, who they got the year before out of Tennessee in the third round, and they've got two very solid edge rushers on this football team, and young edge rushers, as it would be. Then you've got Braden Fisk, who they added in the draft as well. Athletic defensive tackle, defensive end, is taking over potentially for Aaron Donald. Of course, he's maybe won't start. We'll see how it goes. But as far as young guys, those guys are the ones that stand out. And Cameron Kitchens, young safety from Miami, who I really liked in the process. And he's a guy that hits hard and plays physical. How quickly will he be able to get into that starting lineup? Because he is behind Cameron Curl and he's behind Russ Yeast. So he's going to have to figure some things out. And so those are some guys that, you know, they've brought in potentially to help this football team. And then you look at Seattle, and Seattle did a lot of stuff. You know, of course, they're changing schemes, so they need to get guys in that fit their scheme. As Seattle brought in Jerome Baker, linebacker from Miami, Tyrell Dodson, he came in as well. Kevon Wallace at safety. Jonathan Hankins, the big defensive tackle. I think that's a great signing for Seattle. Rashawn Jenkins at safety. They're replacing two safeties. Quadre Diggs gone. Jamal Adams gone. You got to bring in guys. They bring in Rashawn Jenkins, and they bring in Kayvon Wallace, and then Artie Burns, cornerback. So they did a pretty good job of building when it came to, you know, just on free agency. They also had some guys in the draft that they grabbed as well. Byron Murphy, defensive tackle from the University of Texas. What a great move that was to already go with a pretty good defensive line. And then they brought in Tyrese Knight, linebacker, and they're hoping that he's going to be able to develop into a very solid player. Another notable name, DJ James, the cornerback out of Auburn. Another nice move there to bring in somebody that can help in the back end. So you can see that they're making moves.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bringing in guys that are going to be able to help their football team, because the truth is, just like I mentioned with Arizona, you have to be able to stop the run if you're going to stop the 49ers. 49ers with Christian McCaffrey and this offensive line, nearly 1,500 yards rushing on the ground. So who has gotten their team good enough to stop the San Francisco 49ers run game first and foremost. I think when you look at the Arizona Cardinals, I think they tried. They're doing a good job here. They brought in Justin Jones out of Chicago. They brought in Bilal Nichols from Las Vegas. Then they drafted Darius Robinson. I mean, they're bringing in Kyrus Tonga from Minnesota. They've brought in some big physical guys, and they still have Zaven Collins, who's going to be playing the edge a lot. B.J. Ojulari. They've got guys. Here's where you run into the problem when you're trying to stop the run, though. Their linebackers on the interior are Kaiser White, who played in this system with Jonathan Gannon at Philadelphia. But Kaiser White has struggled to stop the run in Philadelphia and in Arizona against the 49ers. That has been a problem. And then Chris Barnes, and he was with the team last year, and he was a point of emphasis when the 49ers played them. But he's a guy you could take advantage of in the run game and in the passing game. So you worry about their interior linebacker group, and then how good are the guys they brought in? I think they did make improvements. They've got pretty good depth. When you're talking about Kyrus Tonga and Dante Stills, not bad there. The question mark is, how good are they going to set the edge? Zaven Collins used to be a inside linebacker, and people that have been listening to the channel for a long time know how much I like Zaven Collins, but this is a new role for him. He played it last year. I think it was decent, but they weren't willing to exercise his fifth-year option, and they continue to bring in guys and draft different guys for the position, including guys like Xavier Thomas. So I think that there's a potential here that the 49ers could still have a distinct advantage when it comes to run game against the Arizona Cardinals. I think when you look at the Rams, they've got a lot of young players, but you see Aaron Donald move on, and ultimately you start thinking, wow, we were running the football consistently with Aaron Donald there. What can we do without Aaron Donald? And I think that this defensive line for Los Angeles is still pretty good. They got Bobby Brown. They've got Kobe Turner. And then they've got the young guys, Braden Fisk, Jared Verse. You know that Byron Young will be up there, and he'll be making some plays as well. They've got some talent when it comes to the inside. And then plus, they got DeJuan Johnson, who was their Mr. Irrelevant last year in 2023. And DeJuan was one of the guys that I really, really liked coming out of college. And I think he could make somewhat of an impact as a rotational player this season. But once again, when you look at their roster, you start finding a little bit of issues when it comes to stopping the run. When you get to that interior linebacker room, they got Ernest Jones IV, and they got Christian Roseboom. And I think that that is a problem for them. Their backup, Troy Reader, I just don't think they're strong right now when it comes to the interior part of their linebacker room. They've built the defensive line. It's pretty stout. They've got guys who can set the edge. How good will Jared Verse be in year one? I think he'll be pretty good. And then also, how good will Byron Young be against the run? He's very good against the pass. He competes hard against the run. And then Braden Fisk, sometimes when he gets double teamed, he gets beat. So it's going to be interesting. I do like Fisk. Him and Verse, I watched a ton of them play. So I think they've gotten better. I think they're gotten better when it comes to stopping the run. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it year one, but year two, year three of this Verse, Young, Braden Fisk type matchup, they can get some more help when it comes to linebacker. They might have a elite front seven in a couple years. Pretty good job bringing guys in and drafting guys. And then when you look at Seattle, this is the team, and I know they're changing philosophies, but when you look at their front, they've got a opportunity to slow down the 49ers running game. Leonard Williams is an absolute beast. He gives the 49ers fits no matter who he's playing for, whether that was the Giants last year or the Seahawks. He was really good. Jaron Reed is another one of those big-time defensive linemen. He's playing nose tackle. And not only do they have Jaron Reed, but if Reed's out, they have Jonathan Hankins as well. Stout run stoppers. That is going to be a problem. 49ers are going to have to rely on speed to get away from those nose tackles. Then they got Tremont Jones, and they got Byron Murphy backing him up. I mean, that is absolutely impressive when you're looking at that 3-4 defensive alignment. They've got guys, even behind Leonard Williams, they have Mike Morris, who came out of Michigan last year. Very, very talented group. When you look at their edge defenders, you got Boye Mafi, a solid player. Definitely liked him when he came out. And then they got Nwosu as well. Two guys that are pretty good when it comes to rushing the passer. But how good are they going to be at stopping the run? That could be the weakness. Interior defensive line, tremendous strength. When it comes to guys on the edge, Mafi's gotten better and better, but where's he at right now? And Nwosu, you can get some movement. He beats you with speed, then you've got a little bit of a problem. But then they've got Jerome Baker, and they've got Tyrell Dotson, the new guys they brought in, one free agent out of Buffalo and free agent out of Miami, and that's who he's building the linebacker crew around. So I think interior defensive line is fantastic. And then when you get to the outside, you think there's some opportunities for you to run the football. Now, they have fast cornerbacks on the outside. They have guys who can set the edge when it comes to alley defenders. So it's pretty interesting looking at the run games. I think that they have all gotten a little bit better. I don't know if they're going to be able to slow down the 49ers enough, but I would give Seattle the key advantage in being able to slow down this 49ers offense when it comes to the run game and Christian McCaffrey. So that's where they've developed there. Now, when you're talking about the 49ers passing game and you're talking about weapons on weapons on weapons with the personnel groupings you can run, because now you can run pretty much anything. There's no restrictions to what Kyle Shanahan can do with his personnel and what groupings he wants to run to manipulate what these defenses are looking to do. So when you're talking about passing game and you look at the Arizona Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals have one of the best safety rooms in the entire division. When you've got Buda Baker and Jalen Thompson, those guys are solid. Not a lot of depth there, and those guys are great. When you look at the cornerback room, I love the Sean Murphy Bunting deal. I think they needed to get that done and bring in some veteran ability because I think they were lacking in that department. But when you look at Max Melton, he's going to be a young player potentially starting. Will it be him? Will it be Starling Thomas, another young guy? Will it be Cottrell Clark, another young guy? There's just so many young players here. Garrett Williams, potentially. I think the weakness of the Arizona Cardinals passing defense is going to be that cornerback position. Even when it comes to Garrett Williams playing the nickel, they need these young guys to step up. Besides Murphy Bunting, I think that the 49ers could take advantage of him. Max Melton's a good corner. I like him. But in year one, going against Ayuk or Debo or Juwan Jennings, he's going to be too physical for him. I just don't think they match up yet. So they have great safeties, and that should help them when they go against the 49ers, and the 49ers have their two tight ends that they can use. But when it comes to matchups with linebackers, with Christian McCaffrey and the running backs out of the backfield, or it comes to the wide receivers on the outside, 49ers have a distinct advantage against the Arizona Cardinals. I think the place where the Cardinals are going to have some success is maybe slowing down the tight ends a little bit. But even then, George Kittle has had tremendous success against Buda Baker. But I have so much respect for Buda Baker and Jalen Thompson and what they do there. So safety, they're good. Cornerback, not so much. So let's look at the Rams. Rams made tremendous improvements when it came to trying to stop the opposing team's pass. They brought in those guys. Here's, you know, you got Darius Williams. He comes in. You brought in Tre'Davious White. What's he going to look like injury-wise? And then you've got Cameron Curl at safety. I think when you look at cornerback, you got to feel like they're doing something pretty good here. If Tre'Davious White is healthy, you're going to have two solid cornerbacks. I think that that's a good group, Tre'Davious White and Darius Williams. I think they'll compete against the 49ers. I think where you find your weakness is when you get to the cornerback position. And I think they're a team you wouldn't mind putting into nickel package, because depending on who plays nickel, you could have a real advantage. If they want to go with Kobe Durant, then you can win with physicality. When it comes to Juwan Jennings, you can run the ball out of 11 personnel. That would be an advantage. But if you want to take advantage of a player playing that position like Quinton Lake, that's when you can run Ricky Pearsall and Jacob Cowing and Brandon Ayuk, whoever you want to be able to get that matchup and win. Christian McCaffrey, to me, they have too much speed, too much ability to create separation. So I think that could be a little bit of a problem. So depending on what the 49ers get out of the personnel groupings they put out there, you go 11 personnel with Jennings, depending on how they match up, that might be Lake to try to help in the run game. But would that hurt them in the passing game? Well, if you can go with Cowing, or you can go with Pearsall, or you can go with Debo in the slot to go against Quinton Lake, advantage 49ers. So you might have an advantage in the passing game there. And if they go smaller and they go with someone like Durant potentially in the slot, then that means that you're going to have Juwan Jennings taking advantage of him when it comes to run blocking. The 49ers finding ways there to match up. I like what they did here. I also think a little bit of a weakness for the Rams is going to be Russ Yeat, free safety. Cameron Curl will do okay, but I think their hope is that one of these other guys is going to be able to step up and take the job of Russ Yeat, because if not, 49ers are going to have an advantage using George Kittle, using Logan Thomas against the safeties, also getting some cool matchups where you go with some extensive packages to get matchups against those safeties that you really like. So improve the cornerback position. That should help them on the outsides against the 49ers receivers. I think the nickel corner spot is still a little bit of a weakness. The way that the 49ers can manipulate it through personnel groupings, different players being in there, gives them advantages. So that's something the 49ers can definitely take advantage of. And then I think when you look at the safety position, this should be advantage George Kittle. It should be advantage Logan Thomas and Christian McCaffrey getting matchups against Cameron Curl and Russ Yeat. But let's look at the Seattle Seahawks secondary. And Seattle Seahawks have one of the better secondaries in the NFC West. And that's saying a lot because the Rams added some players at the position. You look at over at them and they got Reek Woolen. Tariq Woolen has been a solid cornerback. Of course, his rookie season was far better than his sophomore season, where I felt like he took a step back. Then they've got Michael Jackson. No, not that guy, but yeah, Michael Jackson played pretty good. And they got Devin Witherspoon. And Witherspoon has been, you know, a little bit of a disappointment in year one. I think they expected him to come out gangbusters the way Tariq Woolen did, but that defense struggled. But now they're going to be in a different scheme. Going to be different looks, different matchups, different job responsibilities, and different usage because of the difference in defense. So they still have three very talented guys there. They also have some guys behind that are pretty good, including bringing in a guy like Artie Burns to compete to potentially play nickel corner. I think that helps them as well. So talented room overall. They've got some guys. And then when you look over at their safety position, there was big changes. Quadre Diggs gone. Jamal Adams gone. But in comes Rashawn Jenkins and Julian Love. Those are going to be the starters. So, you know, they brought in Kayvon Wallace as well. So they've got some guys that can compete at the safety position. I think they're not really weak at the safety position, not as strong as Seattle has been in the past. But I think that they've got a really nice secondary. It's interesting. I think they're well-equipped to battle against the 49ers. Now, the 49ers have taken advantage of Tariq Woolen a lot. They've been able to do a lot of big things with him. So 49ers have had the upper hand, but we're going to see a different scheme. And we know that they've got interior defensive line, so they're going to have some sort of pass rush there, and they're going to have a pretty good edge pass rush because of Mafi and because of Nwosu. So I think Seattle is by far the closest defense to being able to play the 49ers really tough when you look at the matchups. They can stop the run on the interior defensive line, and they're going to have a pretty good secondary to compete with the 49ers playmakers on the outside. I think question marks will be, we've seen George Kittle get off against Seattle. Is the safety room going to be much improved to be able to slow down George Kittle in these games? And can they slow down Christian McCaffrey when he starts getting into the outside zone? If they can't, you know, if you can get outside of that defensive tackle, defensive end spot, and into those edge defenders, those outside linebackers, and you can get push, you're going to be able to run the football. So the change in philosophy, how quickly is Seattle going to adjust to what the new coach is having them do? How quickly are they going to adjust to this new style of defense and the new responsibilities? If it's quickly, then they're going to be able to compete with the 49ers. It's going to be interesting if they can slow down the 49ers at all. I think just looking at the secondary and looking at the players that they have there, I think the 49ers might find some advantages against their linebackers. I think that's a distinct advantage for the 49ers. So getting matchups for McCaffrey, George Kittle against linebackers is going to be important in this game. But we know that Baltimore had success against the 49ers last year. Some confusion, though. You're probably expecting McDonald to try to pull off some of those things when it comes to that team. But pretty good defense for Seattle. I would say top to bottom right now, Seattle has one of the better defenses. I think their weaknesses are definitely edge defenders. And then I wouldn't say they have a top flight safety room, but it's not bad. When you look at some of the other teams, you know, Arizona definitely has some struggles, but they have some nice young players. They're going to be able to get something done there. So when you look at how the 49ers offense matches up against the NFC West, I think the 49ers still have a distinct advantage against almost every single team. I think Seattle has narrowed the gap the most. They've had three pretty good drafts in a row. Plus they brought in, you know, Leonard Williams. They brought in some guys that can make some plays. But question marks at linebacker, how quickly are those guys going to be able to contribute? Can they match up with the 49ers, I think, is the key. So Seattle's been trying to build this thing for a few years to catch up to the 49ers. And all the while, the 49ers keep loading up with more players. You look at Arizona, I don't think their defense matches up well with the 49ers. You look at the Rams, I don't think they match up well because of the safety position, the linebacker position. Because if you're a 49ers offense, you win over the middle of the field. Yes, they brought thumpers in. They brought a guy in like Cameron Curl or a guy like Cameron Kitchens that can both hit. That could deter most teams from going over the middle. But it ain't going to deter Deebo Samuel or George Kittle or Brandon Ayuk or Juwan Jennings from going over the middle. They do not get deterred. So it's an interesting philosophy the way the 49ers are going to go against these teams. I think the NFC West is trying, but I don't think they've caught the 49ers yet. I think the 49ers offense still has the upper hand. For some, it's going to be that they have more upper hand in running the football. For others, it's going to be that they can throw consistently. So what looks are the 49ers going to get? I think it's going to be one of the funnest things to see this season, how the 49ers match up. I think the 49ers are still on top when it comes to their offense against the three defenses they're going to face in division. But they're doing everything they can to catch up to the San Francisco 49ers. And of course, this is a team game. It's not just about the 49ers offense against the defenses of the NFC West, Seattle, Arizona, and Los Angeles, but also how does the 49ers defense match up against the NFC West offenses? We'll be going over that another day. I would like to thank you all for joining me for this episode. Really appreciate it. Like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. If you're listening on audio platform, 49ers Cutback on Believe, please give it a 5-star rating. And thanks everyone for watching this episode brought to you by Bet Online. The game starts here. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Until then, stay safe. And remember, the right way is always the 49ers way.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.